Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case station, but it's about collecting. So basically, it's like you are in a shift and you just notice your colleague is not himself or not herself. And she's acting like weirdly and trying to hide and maybe she's tearful. So you need to start up this station. So basically, you will introduce yourself and you say, I'm Dr. Whatever the name, training number, or say for instance you're training year one or year two or whatever the rank, and then try to start a conversation and ask how they are doing, how they are coping, is this the work interest and kind of interest to them, where they live. So just you try to have a word with them and try to have a normal conversation. So just try to open up basically with the colleague. So the colleague might say, I'm okay, I just need to have a space with myself, or I'm not feeling well. So you could offer that if they are not feeling that well, probably they can talk to their senior. If they are feeling that they're not functioning well, or maybe they need a space of time, and try to open up with them. So the colleague might say, I'm feeling hopelessness, I'm feeling I'm in the wrong place, I'm feeling that I'm not progressing, I'm feeling I'm like intimidated or feeling lonely and all that. So you just try to probe in and gently to have an idea what's going on. So the colleague might say, she was like attending an operation with one of the seniors, who obviously make a joke about her in a subtle way, which is called microaggression, or maybe he crossed the boundary, maybe put his hand on her in a different way, or maybe harassed her, or all sort of thing. Which is would make the person uncomfortable and feeling bullied in the workplace. So this station is basically about misconduct at workplace, say for instance whether it's physical or sexual, which could happen, and any such and the report by the GMC shows that those kind of things they are occurring and taking place, mostly it's by consultant and senior who are abusing their position, and the junior, they might keep silent because this will affect their career progression, or it might affect their reputation, and they think that they might be like the only losers because the senior, maybe he's or she's good in her work, and no one will bother to hear, so they just ignore it and grieve in silence. So those kind of behavior and attitude and comment can occur, and there is a huge spectrum of them which occurring. So in this kind of scenario, even if you witness something like this, It's your responsibility and duty to report it and not let it go. So if you witness, say for instance, an uncomfortable joke or sexist comment or a microaggression or a harassment or even an assault, all of that will trigger a very stressful situation. So it's either to fight or flight response, which would make it very difficult to know what to do at that moment of time, because you've been taken by surprise and you are shocked and you didn't expect something like this could happen in the workplace, especially with a professional colleague. So the sexual misconduct, according to the GMC, it's an invited or unwelcomed behavior of a sexual nature that could offend, embarrass, harm, humiliate, intimidate, a person or a group of people, which can violate dignity and creating an intimidating, hostile degrading, offensive environment, whether it was intentionally or unintentionally. And the Equality Act 2010 protect people at their work. So the GMC stipulate that it's doctor's responsibility to do something in order to prevent this behavior continuity, and in order even to avoid a negative and safe environment for productivity and workplace for the colleague or the healthcare professional. So in that situation, in that kind of scenario, you have to report as you were the witness. You need to support the victim, which obviously the colleague, and avoid being like just passive or active bystander. So it's better to do something rather than doing nothing. And sometimes those kind of inappropriate behavior can be accepted or ignored when you find yourself like you're hopeless, you can't do anything about them. And in such a situation, you just make an excuse for them, especially, as I say, if the senior were behaving in this kind of attitude for years, and they were very good at their work, to make it hard to confront them and feel awkward about the whole thing. So in that regard, the problem become like a norm thing, so it's like normalization. And as the healthcare is a huge hierarchy, data showed that most of the perpetrators were consultant or a senior, and the consequences of reporting could, of course, cause a repercussion or a damage to the junior level doctor in their progression, in their career, and they will rather remain silent rather than confront, because they are worried about their reputation and the career-wise, as I said. And in that condition, there is 4D's technique, which said that the first one, you need to do a direct action. So it's basically you need to speak up at the moment when it happened, and to be assertive and confident. Say, for instance, no, I don't like this, or why would you say so, how does this make you feel? Or you could ask a colleague, if it happened to you, how would you react to that, how would you feel? So that's the first action. The second action says like a distraction. So if someone starts something, you just need to cut and move the attention to another topic. So it's like moving it smoothly in a way that it's unnoticeable. The other one is delegation. So it's getting someone else to help and report the incident rather than yourself. And the other thing is the fourth one, the 4D is delay, which means like you're taking some time to think about the situation or the incident and plan and have some necessary conversation, possibly with a colleague or the people you are working with, in order to understand how you can act upon it. It also has been noted that by supporting the victim, you make them feel like they are validated, supported, and not just left alone, and highlight that the perpetrator has done something which is wrong and unacceptable. So this would be a very powerful technique. Also, it seems that those kind of conversation can be difficult to have and speak about. So it's essential to speak about your feeling, how it makes you feel, rather than accusing that perpetrator. And so ask someone to comment on this kind of behavior in order to decide what can be the next step or plan. And also, when you do this kind of thing, this will flag up that this behavior has been noted, acknowledged, and it's an opportunity to reflect upon and correct the one-off mistake that happened at that particular time. So it's good to nip around those kind of behavior in the butt and not let them to become something, and rather than growing, of course. So also, it's mandated in this kind of situation to seek a trusted colleague or a trade union representative or a specialist advice. And those kind of, as I said, behavior, if you have witness in them, you need to report them in the complaint process and not let them go, as it says, because you need to do something rather than ignoring it and let it go, which would make the perpetrator think that he's right or she's right. And this is the kind of behavior that should take place, and everyone else should shut up and not confront or talk about it or stop it. So that's basically how you need to take those kind of scenario or a situation. I just read this one in an article and I thought to brief you about it. And you could expect such a situation can appear in Blog 2 or any kind, even in your daily work. So this is the way how you need to deal with those kind of situation. And never let things go unnoticed, because this will just let the perpetrator to do whatever they like and control others' life and make it misery maybe. So by that, I hope that I covered the main points, and I see you in another podcast. Thank you.